You know, we often look for complexity. Like, the complex texts are more fun. The hard sugya is more fun. Looking, you know, something beyond the depth of what's there. But sometimes just reading the psukim, very powerful. But today, so the very beginning of the Aliyah, it's interesting because we, Am Yisrael, this is the way we divide it up, whereas the Goyim divided up with the next Pasuk. Fire comes down from a Kadosh Baruch Hu from heaven. It consumes the Olah and all the fat. V'yar koham v'yaronu v'yiklu al pneihem. So they were joyous and also they fell on their faces. They were full of fear. There's like this halok v'shov, this type of coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, excitement to have contact with Hashem, but also a great trepidation, a fear. And that fear maybe was necessary for the upcoming psukim. There, as you know, there are only a couple of stories, narratives, pieces which are not halakha in Sefer Vayikra, and here is this one. V'ikvu b'nei Aharon Nadav Aviu Ish Machtato V'yidnu V'hen Eish V'yasimo Alea Ketoret V'yikriu L'vnei Hashem Eish Zara Asher Lo Tiva Utam. We don't know what happened. Nadav Avihu, royalty, right? The two sons, the two upcoming sons of Aaron, Akohen, Agadol, those who are going to serve the Mikdash. We don't know what happened. I think the Michtam Eliyahu, if I'm not mistaken, when he discusses on Yom Kippur, because we're going to bring this up again on Achrei Mot. And we read that on Yom Kippur. We mention that of you every Yom Kippur. And he brings down suggestions of 14 different possible sins they did that appear in various midrashim. But we don't know. We only know what the psukim say. They put v'inu v'hen eish v'yasimu aleh ketoret. And the tziv says there's a midrash which is not pshat, but it's interesting. It says v'inu v'hen eish. It says, in them fire. It should have said if it was on the fire pans, it should have said on the fire pans, alehen. Instead, it says, vehen esh. Maybe it's referring to Nadav Avihu. They were full of fire, excitement. They wanted a connection with Akash Baruch Hu. They just saw, right? The esh came down from heaven and consumed the korbanot. I think it's the Shem Mishmuel says, they thought the gula had come. They thought, now you can learn a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They thought they could break through every bound, but they'd say, Eish l'fnei Hashem, do'chal otam yamutu l'fnei Hashem. It's very powerful. And fire comes down. The same fire that consumed the Korban consumes them. And then there's the story of Moshe, and Aaron obviously doesn't know what to do, and Moshe turns to his brother and says, oh, this is what I knew was going to happen. There has to be some sanctification of the Mikdash. All the holy ones, maybe I thought it was me, I thought it was you. And Vayidom Aharon, Aharon doesn't know what to do. He's silenced, the father who watched his sons die, his sons who were supposed to come up, his sons who thought they were doing the right thing, maybe. Eish zara asher lo tziva Hashem. Akash Baruch Hu did not command this. We often, I think, we think about Torah, we think about mitzvot, and we think about our approach to religion. You know, the Rav talks about this in the famous footnote number 4 in Halakha Man. We only think that everything is nice and happy and easy and there are no struggles. Akash Baruch Hu not only is a father, not only is a loving king, he's also fire. When we learn Torah, there's an edge to it. There's a danger to it also, who you are. There's Halakha. There are parameters. You can't go too far. If you break the parameters, Hashem is an Eish Ochla. Just like the Korban is consumed by the Eish of Hashem, so too the person is consumed by an Eish of Hashem. We have parameters. Even if you're the greatest of the greats, which none of you really were, they were royalty. They were going to be the Kohan. One was going to be the Kohan Gadol. One was going to be the Manhig Ador. And there's a danger to that. There's a danger to think you can do whatever you want. It's a dangerous thing. You can break the parameters because look at who you are. That's why we have halacha. That's why we have ways to do things. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvot. Because Hashem is not only an Av, as we say over and over again, Yom Kippur. He's our father and he's our master. And he's also a king. I think it's often hard for us to imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king. But the world has an edge to it. He's also a king. He can also be an Eishel Klah. You have to take halacha very seriously. You have to take Avos Hashem very seriously. It's not only is it a wonderful thing, it's also a combination of clock.